Kia ora and welcome to the Swati News Bulletin. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says by chairing this year's Asia-Pacific Economic Council meeting, New Zealand was able to push the needs of the region's Indigenous peoples up the agenda. The virtual conference closed on Friday, but Ms. Ardern says another piece of work this year has been coordinating and drawing up APEC's action plan for the next 20 years. She says New Zealand made a big effort to embed sustainability and climate change and managed to get the APEC economies to commit to not growing fossil fuel subsidies. It also pushed APEC to focus on Indigenous communities.
That hasn't previously been a focus of APEC. Our view was that we want a really inclusive recovery from COVID. The Māori economy in New Zealand with $70 billion, other APEC economies could benefit by highlighting and working alongside their Indigenous communities and growing the economy of our Indigenous communities. So that was a really, really big outcome that was very much led from within New Zealand.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Former Wairiki MP Te Ururo Flavel says anti-vax views from some Rotorua Kapahaka, Kura and Kohangareo leaders are putting the whole community at risk. COVID-19 has arrived in Rotorua and Taupō, but the Lakes District Health Board area is only at 85% first dose and 74% fully vaccinated. Te Ururo Flavel says he's heard a lot of reasons that people won't get vaccinated, none of which have any factual or scientific basis.
People talk about rights, things every day, government makes rules about our rights and makes people do things that they don't want to, like pay tax. So the argument about those sorts of things just does not stack up, and we've just got to start calling the stuff out rather than just saying, oh, well, we'll leave it to the individual. There's too much at stake here, in particular with Pakeke and our tamariki.
Te Ururo Flavel. Statistics New Zealand wants to pin down what is a Māori business. Senior Māori advisor Paul Clark says the definition will help it give a better picture of the contribution that Māori businesses make to the New Zealand economy. It'll also help with the progressive procurement scheme where government agencies are encouraged to buy from Māori firms. It's looking for feedback on its current definition.
A Māori business is a business that is owned by a person or people who have Māori whakapapa, and a representative of that business self-identifies the business as Māori. And so that's our starting point. That's what we're interested in hearing feedback about.
Submissions need to be in by 9 a.m. next Monday, November the 22nd. And a Charles F. Goldie portrait of a Hauraki chief, which has been out of public view for more than a century, has been sold for $1.7 million at auction. Hori Pōkai, a sturdy, stubborn chief, that's the name of the painting, by Goldie, which was done in 1919 and bought from the studio by a war nurse, Sybil Carr, for her husband, Austin Carr, as a wedding gift on his return from World War I. That brings us to the end of the Swatea News Bulletin whānau. Mauri ora kia koutou.